Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LSports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And with me, coward.
One condition. You dance with us.
Everything. You see your father. Then you see me. Your fear make yes.
What has happened to you? Now and forever.
What has happened to you?
Now and forever. Now and forever. What has happened to you?
I'm in my 40s.
It's an I'm a Horse Monday, everybody. David Massey's here. And we're happy to be together on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the World Series champion Dodgers. Dave is one of the only people we know that witnessed it live with the Dodgers. And we are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app on your smartphone. And today was a big day. As part of our season of giving, AM 570 LA Sports, the Dream Center LA, and the Justin Turner Foundation are passing out over 10,000 meals, including 6,000 turkey meals with sides and fix-ins, 5,000 hot meals. Thank you for donating and being committed to the community. You can help with your donation today at AM570LASports.com. And, of course, the holidays are here, and we want to keep helping you out with the grant in your hand. We're doing that, Dave. If you kindly read that, it's the place on the sheet right above the UCLA versus Arizona.
Petros, I don't need this sheet to tell you about a grant in your hand. I know this by heart.
Then
and
do
by
it.
The way, the holidays are here, and we want to help you out by giving you $1,000. Listen weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 15 past the hour for your chance to let us put a grand in your hand. Details at am570lasports.com.
It is a modelo. Michelada Monday. Gracias para la raza, para los modelos. Las modelas. While we're at home relaxing after a long day of work, 4 hours of radio is hard on Dave. Crack open a beer that's brewed with a fighting spirit. Modelo Especial is crisp and clean, and it's refreshing. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that is pure gold. Hashtag Modelo USA, and please, God, drink responsibly.
When you keep saying 4 hours of radio, just think of the fact that I have sat through 4 hours of nine-inning baseball.
Yeah, but you don't broadcast.
Times.
You just sit there.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Just think about the time that we have done this show. By the time it gets to 7 o'clock, maybe a nine-inning game is not even over sometimes.
Two college football games a week, buddy.
All right.
All right, Broseph.
All right, Chief.
It's time for the final hour fun fact.
Every damn night.
We do it, well,
it's
during the week.
In effect, it's the yellow
Matt
three.
Usually does.
You still do this, huh?
Matt does it. I very rarely do it, but since
still
Matt,
a thing, though.
It is. Matt likes to give facts. The Apple Cup has been canceled. Washington versus Washington State in Pullman this year.
No!
Well, I wasn't happy about Washington State at Stanford being canceled. But since it is Thanksgiving week, can I have some Thanksgiving-y holiday music?
Oh, yeah.
Here's your fun fact. Did you know, Dave, that it takes a whole 2 pounds of apples just to make one 9-inch apple pie?
I did not know that. That's a fun fact.
2 pounds of apples to make one 9-inch apple pie.
I'm bringing that home and using it.
Well, keep that pie to yourself, lest you be arrested for pie sharing by the government.
It's true.
Some pies are more equal than other pies. But anyway, that is your final hour fun fact. It is now time for the top story of the day. Let's have it.
story of the day.
Let me guess what it is.
It's you, Dave.
Oh, I thought it was college football.
No, it's you. We already did our college football,
I thought,
Dave.
There was another one.
Don't you remember?
I thought there was another college football story.
Here. At least it's in season.
Yeah.
Okay? At least it's actually in season, like a mare in season. You're not in season.
There's never no off season in baseball or basketball these days, Petros.
Well, let me quote that and send it over to the AP. There's never no off
season. Send it to your buddy Rudy Martsky.
Yeah. Dave, it is an interesting time for the Dodgers because it always is in every offseason, but especially after winning a championship, you reach the peak and you wonder what the franchise is going to do from there. There's obviously guys that are going to be around for a long time, but there's guys that have been around for a long time that we might not be seeing around for quite much.
We might not see them around.
More time.
Yes.
So, let's start with the obvious one.
Jake McGee?
No. He's fourth on my list. But I want to talk some baseball, Dave. Do you need your intro to be serious?
No. I am serious right now.
Because it doesn't seem like you know
how. I am very serious.
It feels like we need your baseball.
Oh, okay. Just mock me now.
Well, you're the one mocking me.
With an inside look at the Dodgers. I don't even know that. This is the Vasse Report with David Vasse.
He has a very Petros-like shaped face.
So what? A lot of people have a fat head. Justin Turner, Dave, down at the Dream Center today, handing out turkeys, local news there, taking pictures, photo op, him in court with a K. What is going to happen with Justin Turner? What is next for Justin Turner? Has his, as some have said, relationship with the Dodgers soured?
Well, number one, happy birthday to Justin Turner.
Happy birthday. Has your relationship with the Dodgers soured?
I don't think a guy in his position wants us to point out that he's 36 years old today.
Ha!
Yeah. So
I got 8 years on Turner.
Yeah. Me too, actually.
You got nine.
Yeah. No, I'm 44. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm 43. I got 7 years on Turner.
There you go. I got eight on Turner. So I'm his elder. I could say that to him.
Okay.
But anyway, no, I don't believe his relationship with the Dodgers has soured to a point where he does not have a chance to re-sign with the Dodgers. But think about Justin Turner. If you're in his shoes and you sign this big contract, the biggest of your career, and you backload the deal to help the team.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden a pandemic breaks out and you only play 60 games, a lot of that contract has been gobbled up because of the pandemic.
So it cost him $10, $20 million, something
crazy. Yeah, probably around there. Yeah, it did. And now he's a free agent again, 36 years old today. Probably the last chance he has to make a splash to get some big money in free agency. So
the Dodgers don't want to pay him big money.
I don't know what the Dodgers want to do, but I could tell you that he's looking to make a splash. And are the Dodgers going to be the highest bidder? I don't know that. And I think at some point in this offseason, he's going to have to decide whether or not coming back as a Dodger, if there's a difference, how much of a difference is there for him to say, you know what, I'll take that instead of going with the highest bidder, wherever that may be. And, you know, teams like the Blue Jays, the Braves, the Red Sox, they've all already talked to his representatives. So teams want him. He is in demand.
How come no one talks about the Rangers? Everybody was talking about the Rangers before. His guy moved to Texas, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Chris Woodward.
So what's the deal?
Oh, you mean Clint Carlton. Yeah. Sorry, Chris Woodward was his guy, too. Texas probably is on the list, too, because they need a guy like – a lot of teams need a guy like Justin Turner, who not only can have the at-bats that he has, but also can try to teach the young players on how to have a professional at-bat. So he has a lot of value with a lot of other teams.
Any truth to the sourness reports?
No.
The reports of a lemon taste?
Why would there be a lemon taste?
I don't know. I see on Twitter, I hear things, wind blows.
I don't know why there would be a sour taste, but the Dodgers definitely understand his value, and let's face it, even though he is 36 today, he was still one of the better Dodger hitters in the postseason.
See me moving my mouth around?
Yeah, you're not buying it.
No, I just think there's some sourness.
Even if the Dodgers were to make a trade for a guy like Chris Bryant or, you know, even the far-fetched Nolan Arenado rumor, there's still room for both of those players on the same roster. So could you imagine Justin Turner at first base, who could probably pick it better than Max Muncy and having Chris Bryant or Nolan Arenado at third base. For me, there's room for Justin Turner and another third baseman.
Let's say Justin Turner does take a higher bid and goes to a Toronto or a Red Sox or something like that. I mean, his whole head looks like a Red Sox.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Ooh. Big green monster anyway.
Yeah.
That being said, would they just stay with Edwin at third base, and or would they go after a bigger name, like you said, like Arenado or Chris Bryant?
They probably would use Edwin Rios if they weren't able to pull off a trade for a right-handed bat to play third base, but then they would probably go maybe a little bit of a platoon at the hot corner.
All right, Dave, you're doing good.
Yeah.
You want to do some more baseball talk? Should we play the hot stove intro for Dave just to keep it going so he knows? Remember?
Yeah, remember those days.
What about the slow pitching ass Pedro Baez, another of the seven Dodger free agents, which does include Jake McGee?
It depends what his market is. If teams are going to pay him a lot of money to be an innings eater like he was for the Dodgers, I see them just parting ways. But if the market drops off and it's the price is right for Pedro Baez, he does serve a purpose during the regular season, where he's a guy that when the phone rings in the bullpen, he won't say no. He has that reputation. So there is a purpose for him, but
who says no?
Some guys say like, oh, my shoulders,
really?
Back-to-back days. You know, Pedro doesn't do that. Yeah, that happens. So Pedro serves a purpose during the regular season. I know he hasn't been a great playoff performer, but he has gotten better. So his velocity dipped down a little bit last year as well. I know that was part of the groin injury. So he has a lot of miles on him. He's pitched for the Dodgers a lot of innings since 2013. So if there's a better option out there, the Dodgers may look at it. But like I said, if the price is going to be right for the Dodgers to re-sign a guy like Baez, they will.
One guy that we talked to once in our locker room, and you have hundreds of times, and has made a big impact ever since he showed up.
Big game player.
With the team and with the tightest pants and a lot of personality. Of course, we're talking about Kike Hernandez. That is kind of a quintessential post-Ned Coletti Dodgers get, right? Andrew Friedman, exact type of player. I know they like him. Does he move on to somebody else's franchise?
Well, he was expecting to get a big contract. This is his first taste of free agency, and he was excited about the prospects.
Taste? Is his taste going to be like Justin Turner?
He might be one
is
of many
a
that
sour
are,
taste back there. Just he, like, why is it so sour at the end?
Yeah, well, he might have that taste at the end of free agency, and a lot of guys might have that taste, Petros, because this market is not going to be as robust as it would have been if he had fans in the stands and there was no pandemic. So Kike may be one of those middle-class tier free agents that unfortunately may take a hit.
So a lot of these guys, whether it's Baez or Kike or I would imagine Jock, they might end up not getting any deal or not getting what they want and coming back to the Dodgers like a jilted ex-girlfriend is what you're saying.
Yes, they may if the price is right. And let's say, I mean, Kike has come up with a lot of big hits in the postseason for the Dodgers. And if he's not going to get a multi-year deal and he's thinking about maybe just taking a one-year deal, I could see the Dodgers saying, yeah, come on back for that one-year deal. But the Dodgers do have guys like Zach McKinstry, Edwin Rios, and who knows who else that are ready to step up in the big leagues. But if Kike decides that he cannot get the deal that he wants, then I could see him coming back. But if he is going to get the deal that he believes that he deserves and has earned, then I don't see him coming back.
A lot of drama for Jock Peterson over last year, just a lot of stuff with his new baby, and he got traded to the Angels, and then of course wins a World Series and performs in the playoffs kind of like he always does. What happens with him? Definitely a guy that we've been watching for years and a Ned Coletti connection.
I picked him and I protected him for years.
He wants to come back.
Remember that, Dave?
Yeah. How can we forget? He wants to come back. Is it a fit still? I don't know, Petros. Like I said, the Dodgers have a lot of young players knocking on the door, waiting for their opportunity like Jock Peterson was. And Zach McKinstry, left-handed hitter, may be that guy. And A.J. Pollock, let's face it, he can play every day. He signed a big contract for the Dodgers not to be a platoon player. So if you had to ask me out of the first three position player names that you asked me, I would say Jock probably has the least chance of coming back between Kike, Turner, and him. But like I said, if the price is right, he does serve a purpose, and he's been part of this culture the last few years.
Does the same go for Trinan and Alex Wood, Dave?
I think Trinan gets a big deal somewhere else. I feel like he's in the Brandon Morrow category where the Dodgers rehabilitated him. They got what they wanted out of him, and he gets a multi-year contract that is going to serve him well. And the Dodgers move on to somebody else, similar to Blake Trinan, Brandon Morrow, Joe Blanton back in 2016. And I see the Dodgers looking to bolster their bullpen in different ways. So, yeah, I think Blake Trinan might have been a one and done.
What about our guy Woody? You know, we all love Woody.
Woody, I mean, I love Woody. And he's another guy that was looking to reestablish his value in the market. Unfortunately for him, he was relegated to the bullpen. So, you know, I'm not sure what he's going to get on the market, but hey, starting pitching is a premium, and teams need starting pitching. The Angels need starting pitching. Alex Wood could help them out a lot. So I think Alex Wood gets some coin this offseason.
Well, good for those guys. All right. And Jake McGee.
Yeah.
What happens to McGee?
He might come back for the cheap, you know, one-year deal.
What is cheap for baseball?
I mean, he got a big contract from the Rockies that did not work out until he got reunited with Andrew Friedman, who played to his strengths. So maybe another team takes a flyer and gives him money, but I don't see that happening. So there's a chance he comes back.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance.
David Vassay, Dodger talk right there on your Dodger station.
We never got to Cody. That's a bigger issue.
We discussed it earlier, Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jesus, where's your memory?
Cold brew.
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain keeps pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown.
It is the Petros and Money Show. David Vassay graciously filling in for Matt Money Smith along with old Petros here. And the holidays are here, and we want to help you out by giving you $1,000. That's right. Listen weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 15 past the hour for your chance to let us put a grand in your hand. Details at am570lasports.com.
Well, this guy is taking it back to a place he knows well with a victory. Anthony Lynn on the Petros and Money Show on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Chargers. They beat the Jets yesterday, 34-28. Took a safety at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah.
I love a take a safety. So their record improves. They play at Buffalo on Sunday, where Coach cut a lot of his pro football coaching. Sharp teeth. 10 a.m. on Alt 98.7 with Matt, Daniel Jeremiah, and Shannon Farron on the call. Justin Herbert, record-setting day yesterday. And it's a great day to be a Charger fan. Coach Anthony Lynn on PMS. What's cracking, Coach? How are you?
Doing good, guys. How you doing?
Oh, doing pretty well. First and foremost, talk about the performance yesterday, how good it feels, no matter what kind of season you're having, and how hard it is to get a victory in the NFL.
I'll tell you what, you don't apologize for winning. They're hard to come by in this league, so we're happy to be 1-0 at the end of the week. But when you start the game out the way we did, we were very fortunate to get that one. You know, we fumbled the ball on the 1-yard line, and we had a punt blocked. But I love the way the guys they hung in there, they fought back, and played some good football there for a stretch. Offensively, we put up enough points to win the game, and I wish we could have closed it out better at the end. But at the same time, we had some guys do some good things. Keenan Allen had 16 catches, and Justin threw for a lot of yards, and three touchdowns and no interceptions. You know, when you throw the ball 50 times in a game, that's pretty impressive. But need to come up with a couple more stops on the defense side of the ball, especially in that second half. And that game didn't have to be that close. But we knew the Jets, they was going to come out fresh. They had the bye week, and they got the receivers back. And let me tell you, those boys are fast. And it showed up yesterday. They got behind us a couple of times. But we held them off.
Coach, Justin Herbert has had a great start to his NFL career. Can you explain why he's been able to step in under the circumstances that he did and just be as productive for you that he has been?
I think number one is just his work ethic. He shows up and he brings his hard hat to work, lunch pail, and he's here early and late. And that's what it takes to be a good player in this league, especially at the quarterback position. And his football IQ, his football IQ is good. He can handle more things than most rookie quarterbacks can. And I also think playing 4 years of college, I believe that made him more mature. And when he got his opportunity, he's handled it well. So we'll see if we can keep moving him in the right direction.
Coach, I've heard from some of the great quarterbacks, they always measure these young guys by how long they stay in the building, studying, the playbook and everything that goes along with the team. Is that who Justin Herbert is? Is that what you're referencing as far as just being one of the first guys in the building and one of the last to leave?
Absolutely. And he does it quietly. I have a habit of going downstairs and just looking in meeting rooms and I've been around those guys and leave the door open so that you know they're there, but Justin does it quietly. He goes in, closes the door, and he works his tail off.
Did you think you'd be a record-setting rookie quarterback? Well, I mean, it's hard to say, if everybody knew what somebody was going to be, you'd be.
Hope. Yeah. I mean, I can't say that you go in thinking that, but it's nice,
No doubt about it. Anthony Lynn, our guest, the head coach of the Chargers, coming off a victory, going back to Buffalo, where he's done a lot of footballing in his time, joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show with David Vasse in for Matt Money Smith. Austin Eckler is sort of back, almost back. What is the plan to kind of mix him back in? You've had some guys step up. Kalen Ballage played well yesterday, but what is the plan with your bell cow running back?
I'll tell you, I'm not sure when he's going to be back. He got a pretty serious injury there, and I don't want to put a timetable on that sucker because, everyone heal at different times. But, Austin running straight ahead right now, he's looking good, but it's the change of direction that makes Austin special. And so until he's 100%, he won't be back, and that may be a couple more weeks. I'm not sure, but we do miss him. I tell you that. He is a playmaker.
You think the punter could have made one more guy miss and just gotten that second, take a safety?
If he just ran to the corner of the end zone, like I told him, he'd have been fine. He panicked. He saw guys chasing him. He panicked.
I saw you try to tell him, why don't you zigzag around or something like that? Can you remember every time in your football career where you've seen it called or when you were an OC, the old take a safety?
You know what? I never had to do it when I was OC. I've been a part of it before. You know, I was special teams coordinator early in my career, and I did it a couple times. But that's been a while.
Yeah, he just took off for the corner. I mean, just for the right for the goalpost and cringed.
Hey, Coach, when you
it was amazing.
Because you got that W, Coach, can you wear him out a little bit more? Can the team have some more fun on that play?
Oh, yeah, they can have more fun. When they get the W, I don't care what they do. just get the W first.
Now, these are difficult trips, obviously, for every West Coast NFL team. Buffalo's probably the most difficult. It is the furthest away. When you were at Buffalo and you had a West Coast team coming all the way over there for that early kickoff, did you lick your chops a little bit more? Was it a point of parliamentary procedure to discuss with your team?
You know, we always hope like hell that that it was snowing and really cold because we know the weather in California is really nice. And so we always felt like that was a competitive advantage for us when I was in Buffalo. But I used to tell the team that it was a competitive advantage. Now I got to convince my team that it's not. So, but we're looking forward to going there. We went there a couple years ago, you know, had a pretty good day. So we know we're playing a good football team. It's a heck of a challenge for us. And, you know, they're in the hunt, and it's always fun playing there. You know, they're fans. I'm not sure how many will be there, but, you know, they get involved, and it's just a good place to go play football.
Coach, how do you stop Josh Allen? Do you try to stop the throwing game, or do you try to stop him from using his legs to move the markers?
I tell you, that's, you know, his arm is, it is what it is. It's very strong, very similar to Justin's arm. But the way he move around and make plays and create with his legs, that's, you know, well, we need to slow him down there because that's where he's making a lot of his plays and extending drives and helping his football team. So that's going to be tough to do, but that's something that we're going to have to do if we're going to slow that offense down.
Being a head NFL coach in L.A., I would imagine, is in a lot of places just anonymous. You know, like you can be the water boy at Tennessee and people know you, but the captain of the USC football team can walk around the mall and you know, most people wouldn't notice. I would imagine any coach in Buffalo, even if it's not the head coach, coordinator, special teams coordinator, how do you move around that town when you're associated with the Bills and not get harassed by everybody 24/7? What's it like?
You know what? It's yeah, they know who you are. They definitely know who you are. But the fan base there, they're so loyal and supportive that it's really nice. It's really nice to hang out and socialize with them and just to be in their space because, you know, for the most part, they're all good people.
You ever check out Niagara Falls, Coach, while you're out there?
I sure did. It's nicer from the Canadian. If you're going to go see it, you got to go to the Canadian side.
Yeah, that's what I heard. The Buffalo side's not that great.
What's wrong with Buffalo? What are you talking about?
He's being honest. I'm being honest, Petros. You want to go to Canada. That's the Canada side's a little better.
My dad went and bought some sweatshirts.
Hey, sometimes Coach Lynn, it was maybe a tough week. He needed to get away. He'd go to Niagara Falls, right, Coach? Get away.
Hey. No, Toronto was actually my getaway spot.
Yeah, that's nice. That's right. You know, I love Toronto. Yeah.
Now he goes
one
to
my
the,
favorite cities.
Now he just goes to the LA River, stares at the concrete. The great Anthony Lynn, Coach. Congratulations on the victory. Hope there's many more to come. Good luck in Buffalo this weekend.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
There Bye-bye. He goes, Anthony Lynn, head coach of your Los Angeles Chargers. Matt and Daniel and Shannon will be on the call. What a corker she is. That's right, Shannon Farron.
Corker.
You're a corker, Shannon.
I've never heard that before.
It's from the movie Far and Away.
Oh.
You're a corker.
Okay,
you've
great.
Always been a corker.
You love those Tom Cruise movies, huh?
I like that one.
Hey, by the way, Anthony Lynn, one of the nicest NFL coaches I have ever spoken to.
And things
I'm a Charger fan now just for him.
Ask the questions. Well, you're a Raider fan. Dave,
well, I'll be rooting for the Chargers now for him.
Well, you're wearing a black Henley.
Yeah, well.
All right. Well, it's a Modelo Michelada Monday on PMS, and David Vasse is here. Very exciting for a lot of people. Some others, not so much. On the Petros and Money Show on your home of the Dodgers. We'll be right back with a secret Texoso Rodeo Roundup brought to you by Chevrolet.
That's true. I don't know a thing. Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Hill and Gully Ride! The Petros and Money Show is mercifully coming to an end on AM 570 LA Sports. Jason Smith coming up next. We are your home of the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, and you got plenty of Dodgers action from your Dodger reporter, a pillar at our station and beyond, David Vassay, at the real underscore DV. A big thank you to Dave for coming in.
You're welcome.
And guest hosting today, recovered from COVID and all. Great to see you healthy, Dave. Great to see you here with your black Romeo-style jeans.
Thank you. I'm going out after the show. That's why I dressed up. Not for you. I know you're in your flannel and
your
pajamas.
Well, you're immune to COVID. I mean, you could just go put your poots on the L.A. River. Go make out with every hobo on the L.A. River, Dave.
I feel like I'm living a sham because I'm wearing this mask around town. I'm the guy you want to be around right now. I'm the safest guy to be around.
And thank you to Modelo for sponsoring Michelada Monday on PMS while we're at home relaxing after a long day of trabajo. Crack open a beer that's brewed with a fighting spirit. Modelo Especial is crisp and clean and refreshing. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsibly. And don't forget, David's alma mater. Oh, wait, no. Kate's alma mater versus Arizona Saturday at 5 right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Chase Griffin Fan Club.
Oh, yeah.
Countdown to kickoff with Tim Kates and the quarterbacks starts at 2:30, and check out Dave at the real underscore DV. Do you have a schedule for the rest of the week, Dave, or was this it?
This appears to be it. Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Yeah, other than your
I got Thanksgiving on Thursday, Petros.
I got you. I have a whole full schedule for the rest of the week.
Oh, I'm sure this is your baseball season.
Yes, although it's it's football.
Right, I know, but nobody's watching.
That's actually not true at all, Dave.
Are the ratings high? I see you always retweeting Rudy Martsky.
I don't discuss.
He was great in the 90s.
I don't discuss ratings. I don't think that's really him. I think it's somebody different. Although I did have dinner once with Rudy Martsky in Auburn, Alabama.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, you're dead guy.
No. We have to do the Surf City Steelworks first.
Oh, okay.
Day. Surf City Steelworks, ladies and gentlemen. It is fabulous liquor that I could use after 4 hours with effing Dave. SurfCity.com, SurfCitySteelworks.com. Bourbon, rum, gin, vodka. Fabulous. And they have a cask strength bourbon, which I would recommend.
Will those be the only things at Thanksgiving surrounding you?
I have to work.
Oh, okay. That's a great excuse for your family. They don't have to say, you know what, Petros, you better stay home. We want to play it safe. So this is a great out for the Papadakis family. Uncle Tommy, he was on the fence about inviting you over.
I think my wife and them are going over there. They also have the pre-mixed cocktails. And they send you all kinds of cool stuff when you order something. Or go to your local liquor store and get it. Huntington Beach's finest. Surf City Steelworks. SurfCitySteelworks.com.
Beating out in honor of your German heritage that you deny daily on the show.
You know what? My brother just got checked, and we are 100%.
23andMe?
Yeah. 50% full Greek.
Yeah.
Full Greek. Like no Turk, no nothing, like a lot of Greeks are mixed. Full Greek and 100% full German.
Right. Maybe you should stop denying that side of you.
I just told you what it...
Well, because I prompted it. So... In honor of you and your hidden German side, Otto the Great was born today, a German king who was born in 1912 AD, also the 14th president of the United States, the great Franklin Pierce, born today in 1804. I love old Frankie. Great actor and the only Frankenstein outside of Herman Munster, played by the great Fred Gwynne. Boris Karloff, born today in 1887, but
that's the dead. No,
those are all the other.
All those guys got beaten out.
Yes,
a German guy, Boris Karloff.
Yes,
and the guy in the
Franklin
middle.
Pierce.
Okay,
14th president of the United States of America.
Who's the actual dead guy birthday of the day, Dave?
Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid.
Oh, William H. Bonney.
Yes, but by the way, Petros, he was either born today or on September 17th, 1859. And
no one's sure.
Nobody's sure. Nobody's sure if he really died in that shootout. No, nobody knows.
Brushy Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, look at you. Look at you. His birth name, Henry McCarthy. He was orphaned at age 15. His first arrest was for stealing food at age 16.
Valjean style.
You got to do what you got to do when you're an orphan. Arrested for the first time stealing from a Chinese laundry. Tough break. He made jailbreak famous, Petros, when he broke out of a jail the night before. Before he had a date with the hangman.
Oh,
so
I know.
And there you go, right here. Kate's right on cue with that. Ronnie on cue. This is what made him infamous. Battle of Lincoln, which was what Young Guns the movie was all about. Emilio Estevez portrayed Billy the Kid, and one of my favorites right there with Tombstone.
Number one or number two? Number two is pretty sweet.
Yeah, but this one's pretty good.
This was two.
Yeah, that's why I like it. The song, Bon Jovi.
So this was two.
Yes, I'm all in with Bill, with Young Guns 2.
With Chavez?
Yes. He never drew first, but he drew first blood, Petros.
That's not true.
It is true. Bon Jovi sang it, and it was played in Young Guns 2.
Who killed him?
Who killed him? It was Sheriff Pat Garrett in New Mexico. It was in the dark of night.
Yeah.
Two shots.
In the back.
One got him above the heart. The other one missed. And then there was like a jury called really quickly to try to convict him. And they had the body, but we don't know where it went, man. He might still be alive.
I like to think so.
Yeah. He's alive in my heart.
You killed the boys, Patty.
Yeah.
Kid S.
Mr. Catch Me If You Can.
That's his last words.
Catch Me If You Can.
Kid S.
Yeah, that's right. It was. History.com.
You call yourself the scourge of New Mexico? Well, goddammit, I am New Mexico.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Brother, no, no, no.
Tombstone.
Different state.
Yeah, Arizona. What? That's where Tombstone was.
Right. Your Alive Guy birthday of the day, brought to you by Surf City Steelworks, is Jamaica News.
Oh, shocker.
This is a good one. You'll like this
one. This one.
You might take this one home.
Okay.
You might
my wife is still upset on our honeymoon. I kept saying Toots and the Maytals to everybody in St. Lucia because you made Toots and the Maytals.
He died.
I know, but he was alive during our honeymoon 10 years ago.
Toots Hibbert.
Yeah. I always ask every person in St. Lucia, have you heard of Toots and the Maytals? I know reggae.
That's pathetic.
I know reggae.
That is pathetic.
Thank you, Petros.
He's the guy that named reggae though, so that's pretty cool.
Of course I knew that.
Marcia Griffiths. 71 years old today, reggae legend, probably the most famous female reggae singer in the world, dead or alive. And she is alive and still performing.
Nice.
Here he is covering the Beatles.
You've played this for me a few times.
Yeah, she was born in West Kingston. Marcia was almost an immediate star when she started singing in high school. Almost immediately sang with Jamaica's most well-known and successful bands like Byron Lee and the Dragonairs. Not a bad band to look up. Kind of a jazzy style.
Let me put it in my notes.
Dave just picked up his phone and put it down.
It was a, you know, try and make you feel good.
From 1970 to 1974, she worked with the Frank Sinatra of Jamaica, Bob Andy, known as Bob and Marcia, was that group. That's also worth looking up. And then from 1974 to 81, until Bob Marley's death, she was pretty much the most successful member of the I3s. The three women were the backing singers to Bob Marley. One of them, Rita Marley, Bob's much maligned wife, much cheated on wife.
I mean, why do you have to go there?
Well,
just say his
she
wife.
She was in the band, and he was just birthing, you know, babies from all over. Anyway.
It's reggae life.
Is it?
Yeah.
Judy Mowat and Marcia, those were the I3s. And she always performed as a solo artist, even during touring with the Wailers. I saw her in the early 90s in Long Beach. She was fabulous.
Was it the same concert you always reference in Long Beach?
No, I used to go every year. So you could see, like, I mean, back when before it was kind of a washed out event with all white bands.
Gotcha.
Like, you could see all the cool Jamaican acts, like all of them. And it was a really authentic show, and it would go for two nights, and you'd see everybody.
At the convention center?
Uh-huh, and you'd see everybody you could ever want to see. And it was bootleg. Like, they put up, like, a sheet and spray painted Ragga Fest on it.
That's
like
great.
It was awesome. And like I saw, this is like the kind of music we saw when I saw her in the early 90s. This was her big song. But her cover of Bunny Wailer's Electric Boogaloo in 83, she remade to the Electric Slide in 1989, and that was a global hit. She had two kids with a disc jockey, but he died in 1983, and she raised them alone. She's got lots of great tunes, seems like a great lady. Still performs. You could listen to Marcia Griffiths whether or not you've been.
I know, I got Apple Music. It's very easy, Petros.
You'll enjoy.
Very easy.
You'll enjoy her music.
I will. I'll play it in the shower while I'm in the shower tomorrow. I listen to music every day in the shower, so that'll be my song of the day in the shower.
Are you done with the new Springsteen album already?
Oh, never done with that.
Is it Jason Smith coming up next? Matt and I will be born tomorrow at 3. 4 hours tomorrow. They're milking everything this week, aren't they? Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday, 4 hours, Kate?
Be ready.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It's no Dodger baseball to bail you out.
12 hours of radio. I'm getting it out of them.
Mm.
Yeah, all right.
It's been great to be with you, Petros. I miss you. Great to see you again.
How could you still miss me? I just spent the whole day together.
Well, this is the first time in months.
I missed you too, Dave. That's what you should have said.
Huh?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.